Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. There are many prophecies concerning the Messiah, of which the Messiah would have no physical means of altering them to fit the situation, where the Messiah was to be born, the manner in which the Messiah was put to death, and the manner of the Messiah's burial. That is, and they made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah 53:9. The fulfillment of this event was recorded by Matthew, saying, "And when even was come, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded it to be given up. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock." Matthew 27:57-60. In this vein, Jesus' affirmation, "My word shall not pass away," would have been beyond his physical ability to assure. Yet, surviving thousands of years and many efforts of men to destroy, his words abide to this day. The phrase, "But my word shall not pass away," would apply to more than just the Lord's immediate application in the text of Matthew 24:35 and or the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation. When the Apostle John wrote concerning the deity of Jesus, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God." John 1:1-2. The term Word in the text refers to the medium and substance of all the revelations God made known to man from beginning to the last word in Revelation. Whether the revelation was given by the oral prophets or the literary prophets, thus, what God revealed through the Word is as sure today as it was in the day it was penned. And Jesus said, "My words shall not pass away." When considering the extent and influence of the words of Jesus, as well as those to whom he commissioned, and to that of the prophets, the impact of the Lord's statements are seen even in our society. According to Guinness World Records, the Bible is the best-selling book of nonfiction. Although it is impossible to obtain exact figures, there is little doubt that the Bible is the world's best-selling and most widely distributed book. In a survey by the Bible Society, concluded that around 2.5 billion copies were printed between 1815 and 1975, but more recent estimates put the number at more than 5 billion. By the end of 1995, combined global sales of today's English version, the Good News, New Testament, and Bible, copyright by which is held by the Bible Societies, exceeded 17.75 million copies, and the whole Bible had been translated into 349 languages, 2,123 languages have at least one book of the Bible in that language. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah, saying, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Isaiah 55, 8 through 11.